Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's the biggest challenge that the Jets defense creates for you guys this week?
I'd say really at all three levels, they're very talented. They have great team speed. They're aggressive. And these guys do a good job of tackling the football. So we'll have to have a good week of prep.
Hyatt obviously had the two big catches last week. And Dable's kind of said he's going to keep playing more and more. Where is he kind of in his rookie year development?
I'd say he's right on schedule. I think he's right on schedule, working every single day, looking to improve on all the little things that we talk about and, in our individual meetings, all the fundamentals, the techniques, and getting more accustomed to the offense each week. Is you can see that growth.
How much does that growth, make this offense more dynamic, and more he can be involved, and more he can, contribute?
Yeah, Jalen's doing a great job in his role. Every week's different. I'd say, Jalen's had some good production downfield a little bit. So I think he's finding a role, and I think as the weeks go on and as the season goes on, maybe it grows a little bit more from there, but he's right on schedule.
Mike, how do you see Jalen and Wandale, who was here last year but interrupted, of course, how do you see them kind of complement each other? I know they compare notes and they study together sometimes, but how do you see that and how it's helping the two of them?
Yeah, that whole group, really, that whole receiver room is really pretty close. And they do a great job together, bouncing ideas off each other and studying and prepping. And I think those two are really no different. They're young guys, trying to learn and grow together. And so I think, if they form a nice little friendship and, it's the great leadership that we have in that room with some of those veteran guys too that kind of bring them together.
Mike, I know Tua has changed a lot regarding protecting the quarterback, obviously, over the years. But we still see so many quarterbacks, right, teams that are on their backup quarterback after that. Do you think those rules in place can actually prevent these injuries, or is football just too violent a sport when you're out there trying to make a throw and stand in the pocket that it's inevitable at some point?
I mean, I'd say football is an aggressive sport. I think the rules are in place for player safety, which is, as a coach, that's our most important feature of the game, is to make sure our players are safe. And so whatever rules we need to put in place to make that happen, I think that's a positive. That's what we should be leaning towards.
Like, if you remember the preseason game, one of the first I think the first play was you throwing with Taylor to Hyatt deep on Sauce. And we all saw on Hard Knocks where Sauce was like flabbergasted that you guys would even try to throw the ball again deep on him again with a rookie. Was that play call important, like anything beyond the actual play call, like important to send a message to Jalen, like, hey, we trust you against one of the best corners in the league to go deep? Like, was there any significance to that play call?
I wouldn't say so. I just would say it was just one of the parts of the game plan that we thought we could use in our game plan and something that we wanted to look at and see, for a preseason game.
Mike, how did Abel getting involved, helping around the meetings, like how has that impacted what you're doing behind the scenes in the building?
Yeah, I'd say Dave has been involved in really every aspect of the football team, offensively, defensively, special teams. I mean, you see him around the building in meetings, whether it's individually, group. So, and it's a collaborative process, which has been the same since day one.
See any difference last week on Sunday against Washington and how the offense performed or the offensive line played with that?
I'd say, last week was kind of last week. I thought we did a nice job. We were able to get the W, but that's in the past. This week's a new week. We got to put together a good week of practice.
Mike, obviously it's an interesting situation because you don't play the Jets in the regular season every year, but given you guys share the stadium here, how much goes into this week and how much pride will there be if you're able to get a win here?
Yeah, I think what the most important thing is that we just continue to follow our process, follow our prep, trust all those things. and go through that the right way. You know, we don't want to skip any steps or look past anything. I think we just go through our process and make sure we're all on the same page and get put together a good week of work.
Was there any momentary sense of relief in the first half when you got that touchdown pass from Tyrod to Darren?
I thought it was just a well-executed play. You know, we were able to get on the board early, which is great. Obviously, that's something we've been stressing, and we were able to get that done. It obviously had some missed opportunities throughout the rest of the game, which we got to get better at. But overall, it was a positive.
How much different does the offense look to you with a healthier Saquon or a healthy Saquon back in there?
I'd say, you know, Saquon's doing a great job being, you know, obviously he's back. So it's, you know, it's one of those things where he's involved in the game plan. He's running the ball more. And we can use him out, you know, outside of, in the perimeter as a receiver. And he had that long touchdown catch, which was a great play by him. Broke a few tackles. So I think Saquon's doing a great job, like he has been his whole career.
Mike, was that play you just mentioned? Was that the actual play, or was that an off script play? The way the pocket broke down.
Yeah, no. Tyrod just kind of stepped. It was actually a great protection. Tyrod just kind of stepped up and found a nice opening, and the checkdown ended up being right there for Saquon, and he just gave him a nice little throw and catch, and right on the correct spot, and Saquon made it happen after that.
Do you get a lot of different looks because Saquon is on the field from defenses? Do teams, can you say, hey, they're accounting for him, so we can do this instead of?
Yeah, I'd say there's been some focus on Saquon, which I think is warranted. He's a good player. As far as the specific looks, I think what you see on tape, you study for those looks and you kind of try to anticipate those things. So I wouldn't say, there's, you know, very, very specific looks just because of the amount of different schemes that we've run offensively.
Do you find that the Jets defense is a little more straightforward, I guess, than some of the other teams that you face, and certainly more than your own team is, just in terms of, you know, here's our four, here we come, and we're going to cover in the back?
You know, I think they have their scheme, which is very sound. It's very difficult to game plan against because they have great players. Their coaches put them in good positions to make plays. So again, I think we have to really prep and really make sure that we're all on the same page here to make sure we go execute the right way.
Mike, what do you see in C.J. Mosley, who's been with the Jets for a while and he's going to sustain some excellence there?
He's had a ton of production. I remember him when he was in Baltimore. He's had a lot of production there. A lot of production, you know, in with the Jets. So he's a really instinctive player. He's always around the football. He's always tackling the football. He does a great job reading the quarterback's eyes in the pass game and creates a lot of PBUs and pass breakups and just in around the football. And this kind of muddies up the picture for the quarterback. So, you know, we'll have to know where he's at in every play.
Mike, with Lewinsky, you know, it seems like he's played better the last couple of games. You know, had some early season struggles, I guess. You know, what have you seen from his mentality, you know, from the beginning of the season? You know, kind of going out and, you know, coming back in.
I think Go's a great example of, you know, the work you put in during practice, and then, you know, if you practice how you're going to play, that carries over into the game. And he's put together 3-4 really good weeks of practice work, and it's carried over for him.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.